Yud Elul, Tuesday the 10th of September. Dr. Yossi Adler, my medic made a mistake. Who is responsible? This week's tow away has been sponsored by family Avi Yudakin and family. Lul Nishmas, Mas Esther, Aleha Sholem, Basai Chobay, Radman colleagues.
Some thoughts with you. It's actually a topic which I just got a little bit involved with in the last few months, which I must say I hadn't really thought about much before. Unfortunately, in the life of a doctor or any medical person, errors happen. The degree of culpability obviously can vary, but in daily life, what happens if, for example, GPs are under great pressure not to prescribe antibiotics unnecessarily? What happens if you fail to prescribe an antibiotic for a child because you thought it was a virus and the child unfortunately died of sepsis? What happens if you gave an antibiotic and the person had an acute allergic anaphylactic reaction to the antibiotic and perhaps they die as a result of that and it turned out it was a viral infection and they didn't need the antibiotics in the first place? I'm sure Martin will agree these are daily things that we struggle with. Rudolfstein, for example, gives talks about a case where somebody went into the emergency room and they were diagnosed with appendicitis, and the doctor went and operated on him, did a perfectly fine operation, but it turned out it wasn't appendicitis after all, it was hepatitis, and as a result of the surgery and the person who was otherwise ill, the person succumbed. And then many other examples. Daily we get faced with patients, we think maybe an elderly patient's got chest infection, it turns out that it was really heart failure. The fear, which I think every doctor has, is somebody who comes with chest pain and you reassure them it's definitely not your heart, and unfortunately they have a cardiac arrest a few hours later. What happens if somebody takes the wrong medication? A doctor or a nurse takes the wrong medication off the shelf, they just by mistake picked up the wrong medication or gave the wrong dose, and as a result of that somebody suffers harm. Or a case which Zilberstein discusses, which is it's not really what I want to discuss today, but he says, what happens if Hatzolah driver is driving to an emergency case, and because he's trying to be as fast as possible, he smashes up somebody's car, or perhaps he runs somebody over, or worse, what degree of responsibility do they have? So, for the last 40 years or so, I've had in the back of my mind a Ramban in Teres HaOdom. I think every doctor, every front doctor is aware of the Ramban in Teres HaOdom, which the Ramban says that the Posuk says, V'rapa yirape, mikanet n'rushus l'rosh l'rapos. That's not just the fact that, like Rashi says, I might have thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the illness, so what right do we have to interfere with that? But the Ramban takes it a stage further and says, Shalei yomar harofe mali b'tzadeh. Harofe shouldn't say, what do I need this for? Shema etem, maybe I'll make a mistake. When I'm saying he to the shogeg, it'll turn out I killed somebody for shogeg, and I'll be responsible for that. Better not become a doctor in the first place. Therefore, the apostle tells us, for rapa yirape, there's a mitzvah of refuah, even if bad things may come out of it. For shogeg, you may do things wrong. And that's what's sort of always in the back of my mind when unfortunate things happen. Always have in the back of my mind that you've got the Ramban, Teres HaOdom, that's part of the heter of refuah, the mitzvah of refuah, which includes even if accidents happen. But actually, a few months ago, I was actually listening to a shiur by a friend, the Parshas Mishpatim, and he happens to quote a halach in Shulchan Aruch, which I'd never noted before, and which I'm afraid sent some shivers down my spine. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Refuah, Hilchos Bekacholim, says, first of all, lo yisasi b'refuah lekein boki. A person shouldn't be involved in refuah unless he's a boki. That means he's properly trained. And there's nobody who's better able to do this job than he is. But then he says, and if somebody is not licensed and they try and do a refuah, then they're fully responsible for all their actions. So everything we're talking about is only about a licensed physician. Somebody who's unlicensed and takes it upon themselves with whatever quackery or whatever they believe that they're trained in, and accidents happen as a result of that, they're definitely, totally, fully responsible. But Skarjan Shomanorch and Rippy Brashusbastin, if he's a licensed physician, Vatoi makes a mistake, Vahizik, and he damages. Potomid Nadeodom, it's true that he's Potomid Nadeodom if he causes damage which you have to pay for. He's not Chayav Bastin, can't be Chayav to pay, but Chayav Bidin Ishamayim. He's Chayav to recompense the person Midin Ishamayim. Vim Hamis Vanoidalo, if he kills, and that gets found out, he finds out that he killed somebody as a result of his refuah. Vanoidalo Shoshogag, as a result of a Shogig. Goylal Yodah, he's Chayav Golos. So that means that any doctor who, as a result of his actions, it seems somebody dies as a result of his refuahs, he's Chayav to go to Golos. So I was thinking, you know, I think if we go to the Orem Miklat, we're going to be packed out with doctors. Unfortunately, I think it's going to happen to almost every doctor during the career. It means almost every doctor has to end up in the Orem Miklat. It's quite a scary thought. I'm not quite sure I really understand the Shulchan Aruch, because as far as I know, the Shulchan Aruch never talks about Golos, because Shulchan Aruch only deals with Shalochas, which are Noeg Bizman Hazeh. And I haven't been through the whole thing, but I quickly looked through the Perigel El HaGolin, and I looked on the side of the Gemara, and I couldn't find any references to the Shulchan Aruch. They're all references to the Rambam. So certainly it's very rare that the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Golos. So whether this literally means that you're Chayav to go to Golos, there's all the different halachas about going to Golos, Derech Aliyah, Derech Harida, how is that ever going to be applicable? But it seems that the Shulchan Aruch is certainly making a point that the doctor is fully responsible for his actions. And if you look back, in fact, that's what the Ramban says as well. So the part of the Ramban which I quoted before, which makes us feel good, is actually just a very selective part of the Ramban. Because Ramban carries on after I said before, I looked it up now, and he says, for Afri Kain, even though he's Potom Dinei Odom, because Ein Ledain El Mashein of Royas, but Afri Kain and Tov and Noidzel El Abased in Shatar, Mishalim Mebes Al Adrochim Eidum, if he finds out that he was a mistake and it was Noidzel El Abased in, that it was a clear cut error, Afri Gav the Hossam in Dombrush was Beit and Pot, even though a Dain, makes a mistake in his psak and it causes a monetary loss, he's potter. But here he's potter medine odon menata shlamin, but he's not potter medine shemaim achi shalom hanezek v'yigle al hemes. And if as a result of that he kills, he's chayav godless. So the Ramban himself says that brings this halacha that a doctor who causes damage is potter medine odon chayav medine shemaim, and also that if he kills, he's chayav godless. And so the Shulchan Aruch is passing like this, is actually passing like the Ramban. The Ramban carries on to say, so what do I mean by saying Varapa Yarapa is a heter? All that means is that the fear of making a mistake shouldn't stop somebody from practicing the doctor. Even though if he does make a mistake, he will be chayv and have to go into Golos. Nevertheless, there's still Varapa Yarapa, there's a mitzvah to do it, and therefore he shouldn't not practice because of the fear of making a mistake. But if he does make a mistake, he's fully responsible, at least with Dinish mind, to pay. And if he kills, he's chayv Golos. So originally I thought that a doctor doesn't really need malpractice insurance because he's going to be potter anyway, and that may still be true because he's potter Dinei Odom. I don't know how much malpractice insurance would pay for to be mekayem somebody's chiyuv Dinei Shamayim, but nevertheless it seems clear that a doctor is responsible for his errors. And there's a number of difficulties with that, with this halacha. First of all, why should he be potter medinei odom? I think that's the first place we have to start at. Why should a doctor be potter medinei odom? We've got halacha that we know that odom muad la'olam, a person is always responsible for his actions. So therefore, ben, whether he's awake, whether he's asleep, whether he's shogeg, whether it's mazid, a person's always responsible for his actions. Ben and person. So why should a doctor, or for that matter we had before, Dayan Shleh based in, why should they be any different from the normal din of Odom would learn them.
Can I just ask, does it make a difference whether he's getting paid, a doctor, or whether he's just...
Yeah, some of the possibilities do make that difference, do discuss that. That by getting payment, it might make more responsibility. It's mentioned some of the possibilities, but it's not a key difference, as long as he's qualified. So for example, we do find other examples where people are possibly both in their Odom and Medine Shemayim, even though we say Odom Mud Lailam. For example, if a Dayan is Matame something, says it's trefa, it's not kosher, Rosh says the chicken's not kosher, and it turns out he made a mistake, then he's not responsible to pay the person, to recompense the person for the error he made. They chucked it out. They fed it to the dogs, and it turned out it was perfectly kosher, even though he caused hezek. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is clear cut that the lion's potter. It doesn't say anywhere that he's potter, that he's chayim din shemayim, is completely potter. So if a doctor is potter, we have to understand why is he any different from if he's chayim din shemayim, why is he any different from a dayan who's potter completely? So there are the possum talk about this a little bit. The Imre Bina says that if a dayan does an action, it's an indirect hezek. He said it was kosher, it was kosher, he didn't actually cause a physical damage to somebody. Whereas when a doctor gives a wrong medication, it's a much more direct hezek, and that's why he's chayav midin shemayim. Chaim Kanievsky wants to suggest that a dayan, because of our piyat Torah sheyarucha, a dayan, even if he gives a wrong psak, it's still the right psak, because that's the prerogative of a dayan, and therefore you don't hold him responsible for anyone. But nevertheless, that the halacha is that a doctor seems clearly, even though he's potter midinei odom, which we'll come back to in a minute why that should be, but he's chayiv midinei shamayim. The Yad Avram, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, asks, why, going to the Golas case, the case where somebody dies, asks, why should a doctor be chayiv Golas, unlike, we know there's a halacha that a shliach based in, or a father, whose father's hitting his child in order to teach him, to discipline him, and unfortunately he kills him, he's potter, he doesn't have to go into Golas, a shliach based in, who's doing his work of hitting a person or to get him to come to based in, and he does damage, he's potter. And the other one wants to say that perhaps it's a bit different, because there they're actually doing a mitzvah at the time when the hezek damages, whereas here it turns out that he never did any refuah because he caused damage rather than helping him, and therefore that's not considered as being oisik mitzvah at that time. But it's very, very difficult to make that chiluk, because he's certainly trying to do a mitzvah at that time. Zulvishan wants to suggest that the ambulance driver may actually be in a better situation, because if he does damage, he's actually being oisik the mitzvah at that moment when he's doing the damage.
By not being around, it might cause other people to die.
We'll come to that. Let's stick an oil. We'll come to that in a minute. So, the questions which you have to understand, then, we're in a bit of a mess, really. We have to understand, first of all, why should we be potter midinei odom all together, all these people? Surely there's dinner odom mud loilam. If you're going to say that for some reason we don't apply odom mud loilam in this case, then why is he chayiv golas, unlike a father or shliach based in who's potter midgolas? And if you say that because of the odom ulam doesn't apply for some time, why should he be chayiv b'dinei shemayim, unlike the dayan who's potter b'dinei shemayim? So why should be any patur in the first place? If there is a patur, why should it not be a complete patur? Why is he different from shliach beis din or father, or different from a dayan? So in order to try to understand this, I think we have to go back to the Makoros. And the Makoros are all in the Tosefta. There's very little reference to this in Shas, but there's a lot of reference to it in the Tosefta. The Tosefta and Bamakama, which is really the basis of the Shulchan Aruch, which says, Reifu Umen Shiripi Brishus, based in Vehizik, Potem Edinei Odom, V'chayiv B'nei Shemayim. So it's quite clearly that he's Chayiv B'nei Shemayim, again, stressing Shiripi Brishus, based in him. He's a licensed doctor. And there's another Tosefta which is brought down both in the Hagos HaGron, side of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Yosef brings it down, although we don't have it now, Tosefta, which says the second part of the Shulchan Aruch. Reifu Umen Shiripe Brishus based in Behizik, means here Hamis, Hari Zegoyle, his Chayiv Godus. So this Tosefta clearly says he's Chayiv Dinei Shemayim and his Chayiv Godus. But it gets a bit more, the plot thickens a bit more, because there's another Tosefta in Bava Kamma, which doesn't mention anything about being chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Tosefta says that Reifu Umen Shiripi Brishus based in Vehizik, potter. He doesn't, he's potter completely. But then he adds in, Chovan Yosim in a royal, if he does damage more than he should have done, so there's some kind of error and he goes further than he should have done in trying to do this refuah, then Hare Zechayiv. And here there's another Tosefta, which seems to be contradictory to the original Tosefta he said, which doesn't mention anything. It mentions here Shliach based in being potter, and it says just like a Shliach based in is potter, also a doctor who's Beripi Bereshus is potter, and doesn't mention anything here about Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. So it seems to say that all of these three people are the same and there's no difference between them, which, as we've seen, is different from the other things we've said before. So all the poskim and farshim are trying to mitigate this. They obviously feel bad for the doctors, and they try and play this down and try and play this chiyuv down as much as they can. The Bach brings a mashal who says that when does it say a doctor's chayv to go to Golas? That's only if it happens immediately after his action. So he gives him an injection and he drops dead. If there's time in between, then you could always say maybe something else caused it. Perhaps he ate the wrong food, perhaps he took something else. If there's no direct causation, then you can't be mechayev godless. And perhaps that's a little bit what we saw the Ramban at the beginning said, noidela, it has to be something which is clear, cut. The Imerabina as well, we said the difference between doing something directly and indirectly. So perhaps that's going to help us in some cases. The Mashal seems to say this chiyuv only applies where it's a result of some direct action which a person takes. How you define that is a bit difficult, but that's at least we've got a framework there to make a distinction. One of the most famous tshuvas on this subject is a Tashbatz, who's one of the late Rishonim, who goes into this subject in detail. And he says that the halach in the Shulchan Aruch only applies to a surgeon, somebody who's actually physically cutting and doing something, and it comes as a result of his cutting. Physicians who give medicines, you never know, the medicine did, it didn't, you haven't got that. So he seems to also be saying this idea of direct causation. Rav Amberg and Tzitz Eliezer, so he doesn't understand what he's talking about. What's the difference whether a surgeon does it or whether a doctor gives a medication and it happens? Why should that make any difference at all? But that's, again, trying to mitigate a little bit that it seems to be the stressing there has to be some kind of direct causation. The third shita which was mentioned, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Ma make behemel refuah potter, af make odom refuah potter. That person's potter doesn't clarify what kind of potter it is. But there's a run who says, if somebody makes a mistake, a doctor makes a mistake when he's does a refuah, that's not called shogeg, ela onus. That's called an onus. He's doing it with permission. If a mistake happens, you can't call that a shogeg, and therefore say, yochayv golas and yochayv tepeim in the shemayim. That's called an onus and your potter. The problem is, of course, that onus doesn't really help you, because we know odom wood la'olam, bein shogeg, bein mezid, bein onus. A person's chayv, even if he damages ba'onus, a person's also chayv. We know, for example, the famous sukkah shaila, if somebody is asleep in the sukkah and he kicks the person next to him, he's chayv to pay, even though he did it in his sleep, he's chayv because the onus is potter. But there is a din which Tosfos paskens that onus gomor is potter. So in other words, if a person, somebody sleeping in the sukkah, somebody comes down and lies down next to him and kicks him in the head, he's chayv. But if the person was sleeping peacefully and somebody comes and lies down next to him, and then the person who's sleeping kicks him, then he's potter because the person wasn't even there when he went to sleep. That's called onus gomor. And Tosfos says that's because of that onus gomor, therefore he's potter. And therefore the Ran says this has got a din of onus gomor, that a doctor's just doing his job, and that's called an onus gomor, and therefore he's potter, and therefore he's potter for payment. And that seems to be the shifts to Ran, which obviously helps us significantly. According to the Ran, it would seem potter. But of course, the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like that. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that in the Ramban, their doctor is mechuyev, and that seems to be a machlokas Ramban and Tosfos l'shitosam, because the Ramban doesn't hold of this whole heter of onus gomor. The Ramban says the reason why you're potter, if somebody comes and lies down next to you, is because the person was mazik es atzmai. By lying down there, he was the one who brought the damage upon himself. But if it wasn't for that, you'd be chayiv even if you were sleeping there first and somebody came along. And therefore, onus gomor is not patur. And that's why the Ramban Lachora says in this case, you're chayiv, the patur doesn't help. The reason why you're potter bin dinei odom then, according to Ramban, and the Ramban says this clearly in another place, is because it's called reshus beisdin, because he's acting reshus beisdin, even though we always normally say odom mud la'olam, but somebody who's acting with reshus beisdin, like for example the shliach beisdin, the father, the dayan, any person who's acting with reshus beisdin, according to Ramban, the din of odom mud la'olam doesn't apply. But unlike Tosfos, who says onus gomor is potter, and that putters you totally and completely from everything, according to the Ramban, that ptur of acting reshus beisdin only putters you from monetary damages midinei odom, but it doesn't stop you from being chayiv midinei shemayim, and it doesn't stop you from being chayiv galus. So therefore, it seems to come out that we have a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Ramban, and therefore the halacha would still seem to be that the doctor is chayiv to go to, he's chayiv to go to Golis if he kills, he's chayiv to pay midinei shemayim if he does others. There's another Tosefta in Gittin, and the Tosefta in Gittin says that Rofa Omen Shifra Shus Basin, for his Abishogi Potter, Mazid, v'chai litikon olam, which is I think what you were saying before, that v'chai b'meizid potter b'shogei potter b'meizid chayiv litikon olam. There's a reason that you're potter because of tikkun ha'olam. And here again, this doesn't mention any halacha of being chayiv din shemayim, but it seems to say that tikkun ha'olam, the fact that people won't be doctors and that therefore in the end more people will die if nobody's prepared to treat them because they're worried about the consequences, is enough to patter completely. So it seems that we've got, to summarise briefly, we've got the Ran and Tosfos who hold that a doctor treating has got a din of an onus gomer, and he's potter legamre, and we've got the Ramban, and that's from the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that onus gomer is still chayev, but the p'tor is because of tikkun olam, but that p'tor of tikkun olam could be only patters you medine odam, but it doesn't patter you medine shemayim, and it doesn't patter you from golos. One further point which Shatash Batz makes in that shuva.
You can't trade if you get to go to the
question, but the Ramban doesn't seem to say that. Ramban seems to say it's enough to be Mechayev. So the Tashbat makes a further point, the Chidor makes this very clearly, and that he says all of these halachas that he's possible with Dinei Odom, and he's possible from anything, is only if he makes a mistake. But if he does something which is gross negligence, which clearly should not have happened, and which if he'd been a bit more careful, definitely wouldn't have happened, then he's chayv completely. He's chayv din eodom, he's chayv din eshmaim, he's got the same din as anybody else. So, it still seems to be a bit unclear, and still seems to be that doctors are still in a very difficult position. According to Ramban and the Shulchan Aruch, there would still seem to be a chiyuv galus if a person kills the shogeg. So really, the Aruch HaShulchan clarifies this, and I think that's really what saves the day for us. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, this din, he quotes the din of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, all this is, Rofa Bershus V'tov, Ezek Potom Donam Chayv Din Eshemayim, Im Hoysa Alidei Hisrash Lusay, if it was due to his negligence, he's not being careful enough, not gross negligence like the Tashbats was talking about, but he wasn't careful enough. Although Ian Yoffi, he didn't look into it as much as he could. But if Ian, and he looked into it and he did his best and there was nobody else he could consult, and he did the best seeing as he did at the best, then Ein lo shum chet, he doesn't have any chet at all, Shari mitzvah the rapos, because there's a mitzvah to refuah, and he has a beautiful lashon here, for Omar Chochom Shikikas Haroifa. The mistake which the doctor makes is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this person to live, then the doctor wouldn't have made that mistake. So if somebody does it, and he does rush, so negligence, that, it's a whole shaila about Bechira, but that could even go, even if it wasn't the original Kavona of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person's doing his best, and he makes an error, but not without any gross negligence, then the Aruch HaShulchan says we apply this principle that must be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's potter completely. And it's only if he does it when there's a only if mokum lisle shugorun leiz esrash v'seshalai lo ayin yofer, only then is the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch that he's chayv galus. And I think with this Aruch HaShulchan, we can really bring the whole thing together. In fact, there's no stira in the Tosefta, and there's don't even have to say there's a major machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban as far as halacha is concerned. There's a machlokes whether the p'tur is because of onus gomer or whether the p'tur is because of tikkun olam. But you could say that even the p'tur of tikkun olam is enough to patter you completely and is enough to patter you from godless, like you said, which would really be the logical way. And therefore, there's no real machlokes at all between the Ramban and the Ramban. They're talking about different situations. So the Ramban is talking about a case where there was a degree of israshulus involved. A person wasn't as careful as he should have been. It's something which if the GMC would look at it, they would say, this is something which could have been avoided. In that case, then, Tucker, you would be chayv galus. But if he's acting with the expertise of how a normal doctor would be expected to act, then it could be that the Shulchan Aruch himself, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, also holds that he's potter legamre. And that's a sefta which says that he's potter legamre is talking about where it wasn't either day or Rosh. So the sefta which says Harry's a goyla and he's potter de odom and it's chayv din shemayim is talking about where it was as a result of his rashis. So therefore, in summary, we've really seen we've got three categories. There's a person who does gross negligence, something which actually shouldn't happen. He takes the wrong medication off the shelf and injects the wrong medication or the wrong dose. Something, so-called never events, things which should never really happen. For that, a person's chayiv completely. He doesn't have the patur of a rofeh at all, and he'll be chayiv b'dinei avim, chayiv b'dinei shemayim, has the full force of the law. Then you've got in the case where a person doesn't, not grossly negligent, but he could have been more careful, and he could have asked for another opinion if he wasn't sure, there was an opportunity for that and he didn't take it, or he could have thought about it more carefully and realized what was going on and he just rushed into it and didn't have to think it through as much as he could. That's Alidehis Rashluso, the tragedy happens as a result of his not being careful enough. That case, V'chore, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, he's potim dinei odom, he's still not chayv to pay momonos because he's still got the din of either pashas the way the Ramban will learn according to that, he's still got the tour because he is still hizik rishus, he's acting as a doctor, he's doing his job, and therefore he's potim dinei odom chayv dinei shemayim, and he will be chayv godos in the situation. And then you've got the standard common cases where a person, doctor tries his best, he works it out according to the best of his ability, he's acting within his expertise, and unfortunately things go wrong, and unfortunately that happens, and that's where the Ramban says, Shigas Reifa Kavanas Aberahu, that was the Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that case, he's potter completely. Atzvelasar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want full refuahs for everybody, that the person, the doctor who's trying to do a mitzvah, should be Mgadman Tzchus Adaday Zakai, but the doctor should always have the Siyata Deshmaya, that these things shouldn't happen. And in Yisrael Hashem, shouldn't have any illnesses in the first place. We'll have a BSK with Tzedek from here on.